Today's book is one that I know a little bit about. It's called Gravel and Mud. It's all about the history of football on the West Coast, where I grew up, and I've actually interviewed two of the authors, the three of them, John Carswell, Chris Carswell, who are brothers, and Tony Newport. And I think I spoke to John and Tony a few weeks ago about the book, but I'm really thrilled about this because I think it's about time someone wrote a story or a book about the history of football on the West Coast, because it's very unique.
It is certainly, and you're quite right, it is absolutely fantastic that the two Carswell brothers and Tony Newport have put this book together, because it really does fulfil a really important historical role. Not only is it a very interesting book if you've been part of football and understand football, but it's also a really interesting insight into the society and culture of the West Coast and the role within that society of sport.
It was huge in the 60s and 70s when I was growing up, and I love playing on the gravel. You just grew up with it, and the atmosphere in the games in Queenstown, the grand finals for the WTFA, I mean, they were just electric.
Yeah, and that comes across in this book. And they have, as I've just said, they've done a phenomenal job in recording this information from back from the 1880s through to the present day. And the characters, the players, and some of them were characters in inverted commas, who played the game, and the skill that they played, and I'll use the word hatred, but the spirit involved in terms of the teams from Queenstown and the teams from Rosebery.
Oh yes, you didn't go and drink in the opposition club's pubs, that's for sure. Each club had their own pub, and you didn't go to the other one.
No, that's right. That comes across in the book, and this extraordinary. For people that don't know how Queenstown and Gormanston used to play on, or still do play on, or Gormanston doesn't, but Queenstown still plays on gravel, and Rosebery has a grass oval, but in winter it's basically mud.
I umpired there last Saturday, and it was awful. Yeah.
And this comes across in the book. The Queenstown players that have been interviewed for this book go, "Oh, Rosebery, no, you don't go there." And the Rosebery players, also interviewed for this book, say, "Oh, geez, Queenstown, oh, no, 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 no." And so this kind of stuff is just fantastic, and it's so important that it's recorded, and this interesting social history of Tasmania.
Yeah, it is. And as you mentioned, Gormanston had their own gravel oval as well. The WTFA at its height had eight teams, and they beat the TFL, mind you, in a representative game at Queenstown back in the 70s. I remember that one. And of course, there was a Murchison Football Association, which had teams from Zee and Tulla, Luena and Savage River. And the history is so rich. And I didn't know until I spoke to the guys that the first game of footy on the West Coast was actually played at Strawn.
That's right, yes. Yeah, the very first game, yes, you're quite right, was played at Strawn. And it's to describe the history as rich is being unkind, because it's way more than rich. We talk about famous people that have been there and played, and Geoffrey Blaney, the highly respected Australian historian, played three seasons for Smelters while he was working in Queenstown on his monumental history book. Peaks of Lyell, on the history of the Mount Lyell Mining and Railway Company. And in fact, in his third season, he was Smelters' top goal kicker.
You're
of
right.
The And Sid Coventry played on the West Coast.
Arthur Hodgson was another one.
Going to Collingwood and creating, of course, the Coventry legend.
Mm. Arthur Hodgson, the Carlton great.
Yeah. So there are some extraordinarily good players have played down on the West Coast and have moved from the West Coast to either carve out very good footballing careers in the bigger leagues in Tasmania, or some of them have gone to Victoria and played in the VFL. Some have gone to Western Australia and South Australia in times past and played in the really major competitions in Adelaide and Perth. So it's extraordinary where the tentacles have reached.
And the current Brisbane coach, Chris Fagan, who I went to school with, of course, is a Queenstown boy originally as well.
That's right, yes. Born and raised in Queenstown, and then, of course, highly successful footballer at Clarence, and then came to Devonport and played in one of the Devonport Premiership teams, and then went to the VFL, or AFL as it is now, and has carved a highly successful career as a coach.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, look, we could talk about this all day. It's one of my favourite topics. I have got a copy of the book on order, Tim. I came in to get it, and you've sold out, but you've got more on the way, apparently.
We have got more on the way. I'm hoping they turn up very soon.
Okay, I reckon you'll be inundated by West Coasters listening to this, but it's not just for West Coasters. It's for anyone that's got an interest in Tasmanian history and football and sport. It's just got so much appeal to it.
Yeah, so it's much more than just the sport. It's the history of small regional areas. And we shouldn't forget, there's a couple of excellent chapters on rugby.
Oh, yes, of course. The Green Machine was a rugby team based at Zion, I think, for a few years.
That's right, yes. And with success too. They had some very good players playing down there, and numerous players over the years selected to play for Tasmania.
Yep, indeed.
Rugby has a very interesting history on the West Coast as well as AFL.
I think West Coasters are passionate about all their sport, no matter what it was, and that's been instilled in me for sure. I still love my football. Grew up loving it down there. Tim, thanks very much for that. I could talk to you about it all day, but we're up against the news. So thank you for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Martin. Thanks very much.